It's a pretty amazing story out today. Pregnant women are so afraid of testing positive for COVID while in hospital, they're planning births at home with no medical help. In some cases, they're offering $5,000 on the spot to private midwives to assist them. What's happening is some Queensland hospitals won't allow women who are confirmed COVID cases to have a partner or birth support person with them during labour. In other words, what they're worried about is they might be COVID negative. They go to hospital to have the baby. They test positive in hospital because you can get COVID in hospital. And then the husband or the boyfriend or whoever is thrown out and can't be there with them when they have birth, and they've got to have birth alone. Not a lot of women want to do that. Be a terrible situation. So they're going out and they're having home births instead. Alicia Staines is the director of the Maternity Consumer Network. She's on the line. Good morning, Alicia.
Morning.
So what's happening here?
Yeah, it's pretty traumatic for women to have to birth alone. And there is a lot of inconsistency in the way, like a lot of women aren't finding out this until they're entering hospital in labour, and then their birth support. Well, a woman the other day, she actually tested negative, but they didn't bring the RAT test back in time. Her partner had been kicked out. She had to birth alone, terrified, and then got the RAT test back and it was negative anyway. So there's so many inconsistencies. It doesn't make any sense for women to birth alone anyway, regardless of if they're COVID positive. It's really, it's disappointing. I would, you wonder if the people making the decisions are sociopaths, because why would you be wanting to remove birth support from women? Like, they're very vulnerable. It's a pretty scary time, that unknown of, going through labour and birth, and particularly alone. And then you're in a hospital with strangers having to birth your baby.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation. Like, there's no way in the world I could imagine not being there when your wife's having a baby. Just no way in the world. And I to not be there and to think that she was going through it on her own would be death-defying for the male, let alone for the female. So women are just taking matters into their own hands and just saying, okay, well, I'll just have the baby at home. I'll just eliminate that risk.
Yeah, and that's basically the situation that women are presented with. Do I take this risk and have to birth alone, or do we stay together as a unit and birth at home alone, which is called free birthing? So there is a little difference between a home birth, just by definition, which is attended by two qualified midwives. But women, because during COVID, they've had such an influx, like the home birth rate has skyrocketed because women actually don't want to be in hospital, funnily enough, because of COVID.
Yeah.
But free birthing is different again, where these women don't have any medical assistance and they're opting for that rather than to go into hospital and risk birthing alone. So it says...
Be dangerous. Free birthing's dangerous.
It can present risk, absolutely. But I guess in a woman's mind, she thinks it's more dangerous birthing alone in the system than birthing alone with her partner. So, it's one of those situations. Neither is ideal. But this is a health system that's not supporting women at all. In fact, it's just like human rights abuse is what it is, denying them any birth support.
Okay, Alicia Staines, Director of Maternity Consumer Network. Let's hope Queensland Health and our hospital system sees some sense. Because,
absolutely.
Yeah, because women, they need help. They've got to be able to have the baby if they're COVID positive or not. It's crazy stuff. Good on you, Alicia.